This is the symbol. And this is the dream. This is the City of Magic. Out of this marriage of symbol and dream, out of this magical union, this is the city forever born. Made of iron and steel, cast out of the roaring furnaces east of the Alleghenies, carted over rail, river, and canal. Iron ore out of the great Mesabi range, dug out of the earth, blasted, melted, refined, and poured into the skeletal shapes to erect a city deep in the earth, high in the sky. Made of lime, zinc, tin and oil, of rubber, asphalt, tile and glass, of wood, plaster, paint, cement, of brass, copper, nickel, aluminum, of brick and of stone and of marble. Made of 100 things from hundreds of cities to form the wonder, to build the magic. And the people too from 100 places come together from lands and nations beyond the seas, come from out of a past that finds its future here in this present. This city, come to live in the middle of the dream they helped build in the middle of the day. And each day life moves forward, roars by with the sound of urgency. A dream that wakes and slumbers and wakes again to the thundering song of a city rushing into its future, filled today with the life of tomorrow. Filled with the labor and product of thousands of companies, hundreds of industries, more than 3.5 million workers providing daily the daily needs for living for the biggest city on earth, for the millions of people of their own city, the world's greatest consumer market. And for the greater millions beyond the city's roads and highways, beyond the great river bridges that bind the city to itself and link it to the villages, towns, and cities of the nation. A dream whose reality is strong enough to produce, package, and deliver the goods of one city to the 1,001 markets of a nation and a world. What does it deliver? What does it make? Let's look it over. Electronics, shoes, furs, furniture, women's coats and suits. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, because it makes that too. And intimate apparel, banknotes, blouses, store fixtures, sportswear, refined sugar. And have a cup of coffee, because it roasts that too. Tailored clothing, toys and dolls, men's furnishings, scientific instruments, art materials, work clothing, dresses and formal wear. Let it rain, let it pour, because it makes umbrellas too. You name it, it's got it. And an appetite to match. When millions of people sit down to eat along with company that's dropped in for a visit, it's a long table that's set with food from every state in the Union and 50 countries of the world. With every bite, there's a swallow, a 5 million quart gulp of milk from cow to consumer every day in the week. And bread, in every shape, form, and texture, hot from the ovens. Bread to build you up, French bread, Italian, Jewish, and Scandinavian, black bread and white bread, whole wheat, corn, and rye. And New Yorkers eat it, enjoy it, and always ask for more. Bread with 4 million pounds of meat every day, with 1 million pounds of chicken, duck, and turkey. Bread with 500,000 pounds of fish and 6.5 million eggs. Bread with butter, jam, and cheese. Bread, the staff of life. More than feeding itself and supplying itself, New York handles billions of dollars worth of foreign trade. A fabulous port that nature provided with an amazing system of sheltered harbors and waterways that can berth 400 ocean ships at one time, that accommodates more than 26,000 ship movements a year, one ship every 20 minutes. New York's waterfront, a tireless giant that moves mountains of cargo every day, clear around the clock, clear around the world. New York is a city whose life keeps up with the needs of the times, whose people move with the spirit of the times, and fill the years of our time with their strength and their purpose. Build out of their daily needs, out of the little things of daily life, build the big dream that never stops. Build its shape and its directions. What is a dream? A light to see the way ahead, and more, a plan to live by generation to generation, a plan to build a life and a nation with strength and with purpose and with life itself. The life of one man multiplied by many men. Men who came to a wilderness demanding not just a living, but life itself, the equality to share it, the freedom to enjoy it. Men who lived together, who worked together, shared a dream together, and for their land, their children, their dream, fought together and died together. The sound of liberty filling the land they had created and their children. The names have settled into dust, and grass grows, and flowers foretell a future even brighter than the names of those who dreamed it. Sacred to the memory of the dream. For out of their dream, a city was built, a nation was conceived and born and dedicated. And on April 30th, 1789, the dream took form. Here in this city, the young nation's first capital, George Washington took the oath of office as the first president of the United States, then walked to this church. It was a lovely day. And here in St. Paul's Chapel, Trinity Parish, here in this pew he sat, and with all Americans, prayed for the future of that dream, to the proposition that all men are created equal, created for life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Prayed for the new nation's life and its dream, singing and free. The dream that was a nation's grew and prospered too within the city that had nurtured it. Men and tools hammered out the great shapes. Men and tools and purpose. And so the face of the city changed generation to generation, changed by men building the city each for his time, rebuilding it each for his need. Men who dug the deep pits out of the ancient rock, planted the concrete beds, the roots of steel, and saw it grow high against the sky to blossom out in shining form. And from the nations of the earth and the cities, men came to live and build this city, made strong by their hands, made magic by the dream they fed with their dreams. If it's good enough to dream about, it's good enough to write about. New York's second largest industry, printing and publishing, produces 75% of the country's books, over 60% of the giant circulation magazines, a foreign language press of almost 250 publications, and over 150 general news publications carry the New York Dateline, a dateline that began in 1725 and proved that a dream worth living is worth writing about, and whatever you do, worth reading about, wherever you are, whoever you are. And worth talking about, arguing about. A dream is a tasty morsel, an armful of flowers, a chance to work, to be of use. A dream is people, all kinds, doing all kinds of work. A dream is living and loving, sitting around, shooting the breeze, a bird, being a family. And what it takes to be one. A dream is a child, learning to walk. People taking it easy after the day's work. A dream is the beginning of remembering, of growing up under the sun, of fun and laughter, of learning all kinds of things. A dream is the vision of life to come. And New Yorkers enjoy the dream, every moment of it. And each in his own way finds his pleasures under the sun. Finds in New York the magic that he looks for. There's time for lots of things. A dream that's come to life. Everybody has a wonderful time when summer comes. The water's great, and New York's a small town in a big way. A sideshow, a free show, and all it takes is a walk or a subway ride to see the North Pole pass before your eyes. And Africa roars. And Asia looks wise. And everybody's happy, learning the zoological alphabet from A to zebra. For the price of some shoe leather, a bag of popcorn, a handful of peanuts, you've got the world on a string, and all you got to do is keep drifting along with the crowd, taking it all in, soaking it all up. Relax. You've heard it once, you've heard it a million times. New York's a fine place to visit, But millions of people live here, work here, play here, raise their children here, generation to generation, and pass along the thought that a dream is the biggest thing alive. A dream big enough to carry ships and men across the oceans of space and time, from the empires of the past bordering the Black Sea, the Adriatic, the Tyrrhenian, the Mediterranean, and all the ocean roadways, and the ships coursing west under a spread of canvas, a wind and a compass, never so real as the dream itself. Yet Columbus lost himself in a vision of silks and spices that hid a dream and came home poor with half a world in his eyes that could not see the light of day that ached the eyes of Verrazzano and Henry Hudson, who saw the future and the great river rise out of the primeval forests before their eyes. Now the dream rising clear out of the waters that gave the city its birth. Now they all come in, all the ships of steel, bearing the trade of all the world here to this port, gateway to a city, a nation, a world. And from the lands and ports of all the world to all the lands and all the ports, the great city moves the riches of the earth into the holds of ships. And so the magic city, linked by air, rail, and truck to all parts of the nation and to all the parts of the world, this magic city exchanges for the products of a world the products of a dream made real by a city and a nation, forever welcoming all to come and see for themselves the dream and its reality. Vital part of the reality is the people and the wonder that fills them of their own city, that keeps them on the move, forever discovering the city. The wonder, just another part of yesterday's reality to the young, not yet old enough to know the miracle of a dream kept young by those older than themselves. A dream whose people, buildings, and streets, whose every moment of life is sweet to be part of. And so the young in years and the young in heart, each learns and each relearns, like the explorers of the past, whether on ship or boat or even a ferry, that a little distance brings the shape of anything a little closer, even a dream. A dream is as real as the eyes that look on it, as big as the heart that feels it and is stirred by its wonder. As exciting as that moment when men first discovered that a dream is something you can shape and show to all who dare to look with open eyes and open heart and open mind. That a dream transforms even the dreamer and those who come after him. Life, liberty, and especially the pursuit of happiness is the dream that millions of New Yorkers enjoy each summer in their own city, in their own leisurely way. Playgrounds of the sun, and the most exciting, the most famous, Coney Island, whose sands fill to overflowing the dreams of children, whose waters moving half across the world sweep forward low enough to touch the toes of children, deep enough to embrace their laughter. Here in this vacation land, here on May 7, 1654, this land, once all meadow and marsh, was sold by the Canarsie tribe of Indians to the Dutch West India Company, sold for wampum, guns, and powder, $15 worth, the neck of land Manahamung and the plot of land Narriok, the island called Konin. Where once the Indian tracked and hunted, today, the place is filled with bathhouse barons, thimble riggers, clowns, and carnival cops, wondrous sounds to fill the ear, fantastic sights to fill the eye. A picture book that rocks with action, explodes with fun, that flies right on up to the top of the sky, then spreads itself all the way out, right on down to the ground. Happiness that millions pursue is found in Coney, for each according to his taste, to each according to his size, and none so small that can't fly high to grab for it on the wing. A world that spins with joy, with all the zest and best of life. For happiness is a place called Coney. It's a ride called the whip, the lash, the cyclone, shoot the chutes, the carousel and its Arabian steeds. It's a trip to the moon and the tunnel of love. It's a sideshow, stupendous, fantastic, absolutely marvelous, unbelievable, half man, half woman, and it's educational. Step right up, move a little closer, let the wee folk in the back get a peek, and all for the price of tell you what I'm gonna do. It's a cast of millions from sunny morning to blazing night. Here people hold back the night with their fun and love of life. Here at this wonderland, this fairyland, this Coney by the sea. And the sound of it and the heart of it whirls and roars, explodes against the sky. Here, by the light of the sun and the electric moon, exists the land of dreams. For what Paris is to France is Coney to the world. In the beginning, there was light. And then the movies were born. New York, its cradle, Times Square, its home. Make-believe real enough for all to see and hear the magic that comes out of men's dreams. Offering nourishment to all in every form and shape. Times Square is the marketplace of a people on the town. A place that's always on the go, where the signs of the times spell it out for you. Where faith is more than a word. Where behind the bunk and the ballyhoo, men time their bets to win the fortune that comes with fame on Broadway. For here is the Mecca, where they all come, to show the magic steps that they can dance, the silver notes that they can sing, the golden words that they can write, the deep emotions that they can act. Here they come, a Greek company to play Euripides, a French group to play Molière, Italian actors to play Goldoni, an English star to be or not to be, and Americans performing the drama and the music of the world. For here the streets are made of gold and scarlet, and when the rains come, carpeted with black velvet, shining in the dark, throbbing with a dream that never dims, that's always brighter than the sun and lovelier than the moon, to those who need to act the dream that others seek to find. Center of the world, New York's fashion industry parades the creations of the world's leading designers, artists who work the fabrics of a nation's looms dipped in rainbow hues and colors. And here to this magic city come the men and women who view, select, and buy the costume magic of the magic city. Men and women who will decide the right fur, the right coat, the right cape and gown and dress. All the fashions for all the ladies, for all the seasons of the year. And when the decision is made, the multi-billion dollar industry, the garment industry, New York's largest industry, sets to work, begins to do its job. Several hundred thousand workers, men and women, in office, loft, and factory, order the material and make the pattern, cut and sew and stitch by hand and by machine, clothes of every fashion, in every style and fabric, every size and half size, for the lady and the gentleman. Clothes for every taste and every purse. Clothes to clothe a people and a nation.